Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey, everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up a Second. Are we ready to go, by the way? I just sort of went into it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, great. I'm Aiden, and also I'm joined by Cass Page.
He is.
Yes, and also hello, Zoe.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on the pod.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
It's good. I went away for a bit, and now I'm back.
I love to have you here. Also, listen to your other podcast, Being Hot is Hard. New episodes coming out.
At some point. At some point, we'll get around to releasing them.
There are episodes planned.
They are. We recorded them.
Yeah, we just got to edit them and put them out.
Fuck yeah. So episodes weekly. Nope.
Yeah.
They're coming out weekly.
Every Tuesday, baby, starting Tuesday.
Tuesday's hot day or hard day.
Monday's the hard day because you've got to get through it to get hot.
Yeah, and then you have to edit it on Mondays, I assume. I assume you're editing last minute.
Yeah, of course.
Like how we edit this podcast.
Yeah, of course. That's how we do things.
10 p.m. the night is supposed to come out. I forgot to do the podcast.
If you've ever noticed that it comes out after midnight, you didn't, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever happened.
If you check the timestamp, there's
a fun little thing you can do. You can backdate the podcast release.
Oh, perfect. So it's always released on time.
Exactly. Oh, this came out midnight on a Thursday. And today's topic is corn.
Is that the noise corn makes?
Yeah, that's what happens when corn would eat you.
I don't think. Okay. That's when corn eats you. Well, I guess you could do whatever noise you want because it's a made up scenario.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about it.
This is what corn sounds like when it eats you.
Seriously. You're not taking that seriously. You have no love of the craft.
Okay, so corn, to my knowledge,
yes,
is the only thing on the cob.
Uh-huh.
What else would you put on the cob?
Does it have to be food?
It can be whatever you want.
Because if we're cobbing another naturally occurring food item.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine eggs.
Eggs on the cob.
Boil the whole cob. Like, pop them all off into a bowl.
Yep.
As they hit the ceramic, all the shells crack, and then you sort of roll them out.
Okay, I was imagining the eggs fried with no shell on the cob.
I boiled no shell.
No, they're on a cob, which I imagine, because I have love of the craft and I'm taking this seriously, that the eggs would grow out from a cob. They're of natural origin.
Cass is imagining a food like corn in which we pluck each individual kernel off and then unwrap it and then eat it.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. Can you peel corn?
Yeah, not the individual kernels.
Yeah.
It comes in its ears.
Yeah, I know. I know, I've seen corn before. I think I'd maybe go spaghetti.
Wet.
Yes.
How?
I hadn't considered dry.
Dead straight spaghetti. Dead straight spaghetti sticking fresh off the cob.
Yeah, it looks like
and
that guy from Slipknot.
And then you boil it as a cob and you just get like a little mop of spaghetti.
Yeah, that's clever.
Put two little spaghetti spikes in and then you just... Put the sauce on top.
Yeah, would you eat it from the bottom up or would you like chew into the base of the cob?
I think you have to eat it from the bottom up because or else you've got loose strands.
Yeah, I am kind of finding it hard to imagine how you would eat it.
What if it was rigatoni, you'd be okay.
Which one's rigatoni?
The little circular tubes.
That's the same.
Huh?
We better say they're all circular tubes, Cass?
In a way they are.
In what way is spiral pasta a circular tube?
That's a little... That's...
Bent.
That's a circular...
What about the...
Do you know what tube means?
I'm going to be honest. I was thinking of cylinder. And a spiral fits into a cylinder.
not always.
It has to.
No.
If it's a spiral.
Well, if it's a big spiral, small cylinder.
Get a big tube.
Checkmate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, rigatonis.
I've forgotten again what rigatoni is. I know you just said it. Which one's rigatoni?
Small tubes.
Oh, the small tubes. Yes.
Oh, what about meat?
What kind? Just raw or nugs?
And also what kind of meat?
Yeah, like a steak feels wrong, but a nugget feels okay.
No, I was thinking like little steak meats, but maybe that's the animal spine.
Oh, you just
maybe
want ribs.
Maybe we already come on a cob.
What about like some kind of snake meat that coils around?
Oh, like a spiral potato.
Yeah, like a spiral potato.
A spiral potato would be the closest thing to a cob I could think of, food-wise.
A spiral potato,
like
yeah.
That's an item we've cobbed or attempted to cob.
An apple is almost on the cob, if you consider the core to be the cob.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not, but it, you know.
It could be. Some people don't eat the core, so that is their cob.
Most people don't eat the core.
Most people don't eat the core.
My partner loves eating the stuff of fruits you're not supposed to eat. She just eat the green bit of a strawberry first.
Why?
Well, then you get it out of the way.
She's like, it's good. It's good for you.
It is good for you.
It's where all the nutrients is.
It is. She's not wrong.
Yeah.
That's fine, man.
No, that's clever you eat it first because I never want to eat it because I've enjoyed the strawberry. I don't want to get the strawberry out of my
mouth. Strawberry's for dessert. The green horrible bit is your appetizer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your salad.
I love your partner. Going into the ocean with her is wonderful because it's just a big game of her trying not to eat what she finds.
Oh, she loves eating stuff.
She loves eating leaves she found.
She doesn't listen to this, so it's fine. But she does this thing sometimes. No, not sometimes. I think it was more when she was a kid. But like, her mum had this big like herb garden and stuff, and she'd just go and eat herbs directly off the plant like a dinosaur. Like literally just bite the plant off the... I bite the leaves off the plant.
That would be cool. I do. I love eating flowers, like the edible ones, obviously. Mm. But we've got nasturtiums at the house. I love giving people a tour of my big garden and then saying, do you want a flower? And they say, what? And then I just eat one.
Yeah.
And they taste peppery and nice.
Are all flowers edible? It's just that some don't taste nice. Like,
some
could you eat
poison.
A rose? I guess some would be poison.
I think you can eat but, like, you've got to make sure you've not got pesticides on them or anything. Yeah. But
I don't think that's the
chive
issue.
Chai flowers are beautiful. I wish.
Is that what chai tea comes from?
No, chive.
Oh, chive.
So the flowers that grow with chive plants.
They taste like chives?
Exactly like chives, and they're purple.
Oh,
they're delicious. Oh, my God. I love seasoning a salad with a chive flower. I love picking a chive flower and then eating it. I really, my goal in life is to have a big garden that's full of herbs and flowers I can eat so I can do that and go in and eat flowers.
Yeah. You can just
Maybe
do that.
It's just Land Before Time.
That's an achievable
goal.
They
did that, didn't they? They just ate flowers.
Oh, yeah. Do they eat those?
The star flowers.
Star leaves, aren't they? Aren't they leaves?
They're just leaves.
Yeah. Like a Canadian maple leaf.
They look like the most delicious leaf in the world.
They enjoyed them. Put them away. Oh, yeah. What would you put on?
Don't make it horny.
I don't think I meant it.
It corny. Really not the response I was thinking I was going to get.
Really?
Just, what did you think? What did you think we were going to
do? I'm going to come out with this amazing pun, and my friends are going to be so impressed.
Oh, yeah. That word rhymes with the word we said earlier.
Yeah, you know what? That's on me.
Yeah.
It is.
It's low-hanging fruit.
Speaking of low-hanging fruit, corn.
I was trying to bait Cass into saying it so we could be disappointed in her again.
Sometimes I want to have the disappointment, guys. I need it.
Come
as
on,
well.
Spread it around.
But actually, speaking of low-hanging fruit, can I give you a corn quiz as my corn facts?
A corn quiz?
Of course.
A corn quiz. Yeah. Of corns.
Who knows corn the best?
You know what? I don't know. I just went just then. That was my mental process then why I wasn't speaking was, oh, I know fucking heaps about corn. I love corn. And then went to, wait a second, no, I don't. I don't. I barely eat it. I know that it exists, and that's it. So
enough.
Yeah. Quiz us.
Okay. Do it. It is one question.
Okay, great.
So.
Namesy or buzzer situation?
Namesy or buzzer situation.
Great.
It's a dead heat at the moment, so winner takes all at this point. So it's the last question of the round.
Wait, how many points is it worth?
Six.
Oh, it's anyone's game.
Okay. Your options are?
Yep.
Fruit.
Wait, you're great. Giving us the answers before you told us the question?
I guess so. Well, because it's a speed thing.
Yeah.
It's a speed thing, so I'm trying to set you up so that when I ask a question, you can buzz in. Because
that's
otherwise,
a funny way. No quiz show does that, but I don't know why not. They give you the answers first and then give you the question.
So then you can be fast.
It's nearly like Jeopardy, but it isn't.
Yeah, well, because if I start asking the question, then you buzz
what
in.
What is corn?
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. Okay, so, oh, right, no, that is the answer. So fruit?
That's the answer?
No, yes. Question, okay.
Are we doing Jeopardy rules? We have to guess the question.
don't guess the question. Okay, your options are
yep.
Fruit,
yep.
Grain.
Hayden, grain.
I haven't finished yet.
Well, you didn't say I couldn't buzz it.
Okay, I'm going to continue the question. Uh-huh. Fruit, grain,
yep.
Vegetable.
Yep. Okay, Cass is
fairy.
Berry. Okay.
Fruit, grain, vegetable.
Why didn't you write this down? Berry. Why are you doing it from memory? He was one.
Oh, it's beautiful to watch, though.
Or you're just making up the answers because at that point, because you'd already said the right one.
Caden had already guessed grain.
Yeah, no. It's like, what are some other things it could be? Berry? Herb is also a potential answer.
Is it is it kind of like a coconut answer where the answer is all of them?
Mm.
Well,
no, that wasn't one of the options, Zoe.
D, all of the above.
Well, yes, fruit, grain, berry, vegetable, nut. Which of these, if any, are corn?
Raiden's already guessed grain, and I will guess E, all of the above.
No, it's only some of the above.
Wait, some? It's multiple.
Yeah.
Grain and berry?
No.
I'll go grain. What were the answers? Wait, what
vegetable.
The options?
Fruit, vegetable.
Grain, berry.
Well, I think the definition of a vegetable, something about seeds. I think fruit have seeds on the inside.
Outside?
Strawberry. Well, yeah, oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. But then a cucumber's a fruit. And a carrot's a vegetable.
But a tomato's only classified as a fruit for tax purposes.
Yeah, for the seed on the inside. So, but corn, no seed. Or is it all seed?
Corn is the seed.
Ooh. Okay,
so
I'm
going to
guess
berry.
Fruit and grain.
Zoe?
Are you guessing? You get another turn?
But then you already said two. You guess grain
well,
and then
yeah.
You guess fruit and
okay,
grain.
Fuck it, Al. Okay.
Well, I also think it's a grain, from what I understand, is it can be milled.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you can mill paper. Yeah, you get the paper mill. That doesn't make it a grain.
Paper has grain.
Paper has grain?
Yeah, you gotta go with the grain of the paper.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Grain is in like wood grain, not grain.
Grain.
I'll say berry.
Didn't you already guess? Isn't that your exact guess again? That's what you guessed last time. It was grain and berry. You got guess told you it was wrong, and you just guessed the same thing again. I'm so sure that's what you guessed before, wasn't it?
I guessed all of the above.
No, but then I think
you said
specifically berry and grain.
Well, I'm doubling down on berry and grain.
Yeah, maybe it's right. Maybe it changed. Maybe they changed what
corn
is.
What is it, Cass, Caden, and I must be proven right.
So it's a vegetable.
Fuck.
But because, of course, it's a vegetable.
That makes sense. I thought it was too obvious, you know?
It is technically a fruit. So, like, look, I'm on Reader's Digest. And
isn't
like,
what I said?
No,
you said it's a vegetable and a grain.
No, you said a fruit and a grain.
That's what it isn't. But aren't you saying it's current? Oh, fuck me.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not feeding
Which one wasn't it?
Tell you what. Tell you what's not a good format for a quiz is where you give all the answers at the start and half of them are right. There's not one answer. And also you don't tell them during the quiz that there can be multiple answers until after they've had one guess.
The question was which one, if any, or multiple? I had it.
So one of the answers could be none of the above?
Anyway.
I think it needs work.
So it's grain, vegetable, and
we'll
fruit.
We'll take it back to the comedy box.
It meets all the technical definitions for a fruit because the little bits that pop off are the ovaries, and that's what a fruit is.
Yeah.
In the same way that a pumpkin is technically a berry, even though it's like, it's not a berry. But
is it a banana or a herb, or is a banana a berry? What's a banana, Cass?
It's a banana, Hayden.
No, I think it might be a berry.
Like the little yellow fruit the monkeys eat.
Yes.
Yeah, there's technical stuff about fruit and stuff. So corn is technically fruit. It's also a grain, but it's only a grain once it dries. It's not grain before you dry it.
Oh.
So isn't popcorn kernels are grain.
Oh. Is it a cereal too? I think it's a cereal too. That wasn't one of the options. That's why I didn't get it right.
It might be a cereal. It also might just be seeds.
You don't get this on Millionaire. Just Eddie Maguire giving you the answers first. There could be multiple answers. Also, there's some answers that are right that aren't even on the board.
Well,
also, you can refuse to answer. There are some you can answer none too.
When I looked it up, I was like, man, I swear to God, these were seeds. I thought these were seeds. I didn't know they were fruit. I thought they were seeds. Anyway, I think if they're fruit, they can't be seeds because fruit is the.
Yes.
It's a whole grain, which is cool.
Like a bread.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, whole grain because if
Yeah, you're right. That is fucking cool.
Cass's definition of cool and the world's definition of cool are different.
I think corn's really cool. I just think it's neat. I do think it's neat, and there are so many different things that it is, and there's all these different
popcorn,
ways.
The best food in the world.
We've GM'd them heaps.
Yeah.
Like in, you know, the way that people don't fear, which is still genetic modification, but with the non...
Yeah, but we did it naturally, so like...
Yeah, it's breeding. It's not like, you're not using CRISPR or whatever, you know?
What's CRISPR?
That's the one that alters the DNA. They go in with a little tiny, I was going to say a little tiny robot. I don't think that's what it is.
Do you mean a micro syringe when they're changing the cells of the thing before they?
I don't know. I just know it's called CRISPR and it changes DNA or something, or genes.
Yeah, of the things. Like they, a while ago, did GM, this was many, many moons ago, but they GM'd rice because to have more calcium in it because a lot of people in Asia were eating a lot of rice but were calcium deficient and getting sore bones.
There you go.
And they put calcium in rice so you could eat rice and have calcium.
Is that all rice now? Do they do it to all rice?
I don't think so.
Mm. I heard a story once that apparently, because in Australia we obviously eat a lot of Vegemite and that has B12 in it. And B12 is a thing that is really hard to get in a diet because I think it's like only found in dirt or something. And so you get it through meat because animals eat stuff from the floor.
Yeah.
The earthen floor. Yeah. But apparently they were looking at putting B12 in the water supply, but they didn't because they're like, oh, they get enough B12 from Vegemite.
That's pretty cool.
Mm. And that is so.
That also could be made up. I don't know.
But that is true about B12. A lot of people have B12 deficiencies and don't even know about it.
Mm.
And have you ever been sick and just been like, I just need some Vegemite? Because I absolutely
I've never
have.
Craved it, no.
What?
Although no. When I'm sick, I usually just like eat all the vitamins in my house. I don't eat any vitamins anytime ever. But as soon as I'm sick, I'm like, fuck it. Just put it in me.
The vitamins.
I had a sort of flu-y thing a couple of weeks ago and I ate a bunch of B12 and it turned my piss neon green. And it frightened me.
Green is terrifying.
Especially when you're sick and like you're a bit out of it anyway. And you're like, and now my piss is green too? Oh man. Oh, it's getting worse.
All the boogers were only in my head.
Yeah.
And I don't explain that to a doctor.
Yeah.
How'd you figure out it was the B12 that did it?
So I'm a hypochondriac and I always Google my symptoms.
Ah.
Most of the time, bad idea. This time, quite relieving because it was relieving in two ways because I had a big piss and then got frightened and then Googled it and it was like, it's B12. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. I've been hoofing up heaps of B12. Phew. But it is a bit of fun.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I love Ghouls and Ghosts. I unironically believe in Sasquatch. I spend too much time reading about unsolved crime, and I've got no podcast where I can discuss any of this. Oh, wait, shit, yes, I do. If you head to sanspantsradio.com/plus, for as little as $5 buckaroonies a month, you gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America, the show where I try to explain an unsolved mystery, or a monster sighting, or a ghost story, or whatever, to the rest of Sanspants Radio who do not care or listen. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/plus to gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America today.
What's the scariest thing you've Googled about yourself? See, while you're thinking, I specifically never ever Google anything.
That sounds insane, knowing you.
Yeah, that seems like the exact opposite like of your characteristic.
Do you do I?
Oh, no. Cass will go to the doctor.
Yeah.
About anything.
Oh, that's true.
That's because I don't Google. I'll be like, that doesn't make sense. Well, I'm not going to Google it.
Yeah, but that makes more sense.
I remember once you had an ingrown hair and you went to the doctor about it because you weren't sure what it was.
It was weird, though.
Tell me about your weird ingrown hair, because I also went to the doctor for an ingrown hair once.
No, you know, sometimes recently. You get an ingrown hair and it just like heads and it gets a little pimple and then you pop the pimple and the hair pops out.
Yeah, that's what it
that's
is.
That's an ingrown hair.
No, what?
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't know that?
No, it was like a
patch. Wait, how gross is this? I can't handle too much gross.
It was like 20 centimeters by 20 centimeters. No, 10 by
10. 20 centimeters by 20?
No.
What the fuck?
It was 10 by 10 centimeters.
It was an ingrown
square.
Rope.
Yeah. I shaved and then every hair follicle. That I had where I had shaved.
Yeah, folliculitis.
Yeah, I had folliculitis, but I didn't know what that was called because I didn't Google it because I'm normal.
See, I've had folliculitis and I figured it out straight away because I Googled it.
Yeah.
Mm. But then other times, you know, I have like, because I have anxiety sometimes, but I get physical symptoms instead of mental symptoms, which I think is worse because I'm sitting there going like, oh, I'm getting chest pains. Fuck.
Yeah.
And then I've been to the doctor and had ECG and like, hey, you got a fine heart. It's all good. It's just your brain's wrong. Oh, good.
Yeah, and
I go to the
doctor
mean the thing
for
that's
my
in
symptoms.
Control of me.
Yeah, fuck yeah, cool. But it's like also you can't calm down or whatever because you're not overthinking or anything. It's just sitting at it. Mmm. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I had to Google the symptoms for thrush on Christmas Eve because I got thrush on Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Mm.
It was the gift that kept on giving for the next week.
Yeah.
Week?
Yeah, I had thrush for a week. I had antibiotic-caused thrush.
Fuck. Yeah.
And then it's lingered.
Well, antibiotics causes thrush. Oh, right. Does it fuck up your natural biome?
It fucks up
because it
the
kills
biome.
Everything.
Yeah. Your biome's fucked.
So I got put on antibiotics when I didn't need to be put on antibiotics.
Mm.
And then I just got the worst thrush I think a human has ever had. and I was like, it was 3 a.m. one night and I was like, damn, she itchy.
Mm.
And I was like, she is itchy in a way she's never been itchy before.
Wow.
And I was like, this is fucking weird. And then I was like, I am on these antibiotics. I'm pretty sure it's going to be thrush. And then I was like Googling the symptoms to thrush.
Yeah.
And the big main one is the discharge, but I had not hit the discharge phase yet. I just was itchy.
Mm.
And eventually I was like, it just has to be. It has to be thrush, because I was Googling why your vagina could be mad itchy. And I was like, let's hope it's thrush. And then at 3 a.m., just coincidentally, my mum happened to be up and I was like, do you have any vagina ointment around? And she was like, I do have vagina ointment, Zoe. And I was like, thanks. And I went to, she went to go get it from like the secret medicine that is in a different drawer for some reason. And she gave me this little tube of fucking Caniston. But at the same time that this was happening, my dad had awoken.
What was happening at 3 a.m. in your house? At Christmas Eve?
Your dad's coming out of his bed being like, God, what is that itching sound? Fuck, it's so loud.
Dad's like, Santa's here. Aldo Bellotta still believes in Santa. No, we got it. And so mum and I were like rooting through this like travel bag of medicine that she has.
Yeah.
Of all the stuff that she's like, one day I might need this. And looking for this fucking thrush cream. And my dad got up and he saw us and he was like, what are you guys doing? It's 3 a.m. And we just both instinctively shouted, women's business! And he was like, I don't fucking want to know.
Yeah. That's a good system we've come up with. Because I don't want to know that stuff. And you don't want to tell me. It's good.
So just yelling it out loud and scaring you is the best option.
Yeah. Women's business. Okay.
I went to the pharmacist. And got some, like, proper cream and, like, a little treatment for it.
Oh, I thought you were getting a little treat for yourself.
A little treat.
Good.
Thrush. I went and got, and they were like, Merry Christmas. And I was like, go fuck yourself. Mm. And then it was this tube. It's this syringe that you put up
Gee whiz.
Is that the one you fill with the cream?
Yeah, you fill with the cream.
That tube that doesn't seal properly?
Yeah. Yeah. And you put it up in your... And but I had gotten the antibiotics because I had a really bad cold, so I was coughing like crazy.
Oh god!
Whilst also being filled with ointment. And it was super funny to spend my Christmas day
reapplying,
just like kegeling like nobody's business, trying to keep my fucking ointment up and in, while all my children cousins unwrapped their presents, and they didn't know how I suffered.
the last time I did the ointment, I applied it in a bathroom. It wasn't at my own house, and then I exited the bathroom door and then said, holy shit, you guys have a trampoline? And I was like, no fucking way. And then I would have jumped on the trampoline.
And how did gravity work in that situation, Cass?
I came off the trampoline and I was like, I think I might be stupid. I was like, oh no.
Just immediately.
Oh no. Like literally exited the door and was like, whoa. It was because I had taken care of the issue at hand and then I could focus again. And I was like, whoa. That's the biggest trampoline I've ever seen.
Were the bounces worth it though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear the history of corn?
I'd love to.
Okay. Corn, as you sort of loosely touched on, came from, it's what?
I think I was thorough.
Maybe I should present this like you. I'll do it as a
not a berry.
Yeah,
that's all I learned.
Honestly, I am confused at what corn is because you said so many things, so many different times.
It's a grain of vegetable and a fruit, and it might be a seed.
So why don't you just say that? What's all this faff? Let's get this podcast over and done with like 5 minutes.
I thought it would be fun.
Information. Yeah,
what they want is 2 or 3 sentences wrapped up in a 20-second podcast. Yeah. No more conversation.
Welcome to Shut Up
a Second. About corn.
So corn started off as, I mean, obviously it is a grain. Wait, is it a grain? Yes, it's a grain.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
But only when it's dry.
Sure. Yes. Well, it looks the old style corn looks a lot like wheat, like how it was about 7,000 BC.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like if you imagine a thing of wheat, but instead of the wheaty bits, it's hard kernels.
Ooh.
That's what it looked like, and then it.
So no cob, just
no cob.
No cob.
So the cob was
cob is man made.
Yeah. Man made cob.
We could cob anything then.
We could man make another cob.
Yeah. Just through selective breeding, I got more and more cobby, and the cob is just the woody stem of the plant. You used to have to crack the ears of the corn. Obviously, you can peel it because they're kind of leaves now, but you have to hit them with a hammer. You have to hammer them. Yeah, like a coconut.
Oh, cool.
So I realized, what a horrid little vegetable or grain or potentially seed, but not berry. It took, like thousands of years to get it to a point where it made any sense to eat it.
That's crazy that they, who's got the time?
That's what, well, I guess back then, nothing else to do. No phones.
They were like, fuck, we got to invent more food.
Mm.
Oh, this food would be great if it were a different food.
God, I got to hit this food with a hammer heaps and I get no corn out of it. I also found this, this is not part of my history, it's a freebie. It's a fact, I guess.
Yeah, I just realized what food I would cob, but continue.
Okay, great. Hold that thought. Apparently, I was reading the Wikipedia page for corn.
Yes.
Great read, by the way. And apparently, only Americans or North Americans, so Canadians and Americans or North Americans, US Americans. Yeah. What do you call fucking people from America? Because you can't call them Americans because people from Mexico are Americans too.
So US.
North it's the continent.
America, South
US
America,
citizens?
Central
US
America?
Citizens?
No, you're not. I'm not asking that. No. Yeah, do you call them US Americans? Is that the
North Americans, I guess.
But that's Canadians
Canada
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. People from the US, us and people from the US, as in us as in Australians.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm going to start this again. A little mess.
You're really casting up this
sentence. Oh, no.
I found out that only people in America, the USA, and Canada. And Australia.
Then why didn't you say North America? If you.
Because Mexico is in North America.
You make it hard to edit out the thing I fucked up, all right?
Is it?
Yes.
Mexico is North America, just not like. It's because they're not white why people make the divide. I mean, if you looked at a map, the borders, there's no way you would cut off the North and South on that border. It just wouldn't. It doesn't make any sense.
I forgot what the map looked like.
Yeah.
I forgot Mexico was connected to the US.
Like a big old straight line.
Wait, you forgot it was connected? What do you mean it's
all? It was like an Alaska situation.
It's like Hawaii.
I'm not good at maps.
Okay, so here's my fucking free fact, all right? Did you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe I'll give you the answers first. No. So only people in North America, but actually specifically excluding Mexico.
Okay.
So Canada and US and Australia, and I assume New Zealand as well. We're the only people that call it corn. Apparently everyone else calls it maize, including the UK, which
that
sounds not...
Right.
That's what
right.
I thought, but then I Googled it, and it is.
We have a UK friend. Why don't you ask them?
Yeah, I forgot that they were from the UK. I guess we could ask them.
Later. Later, not now.
They're around. We can get them in.
I figured out what I would cob, because it's the only other food that I feel like is kernel-y.
Yeah.
Pomegranate. Think about it.
I'm into it.
If it's a wet cob.
Well, it's still got the ears on it.
No, it won't be wet.
Why won't it be wet?
Have you ever cut open a pomegranate?
Yes.
That's the issue.
Isn't it wet?
No.
It's kind of wet in there.
No, it's not
it's
wet
juicy.
In there.
It's juicy in there.
The little seeds burst when you chew them.
But aren't they covered in like a goo?
No. That's because you've only ever cut into a pomegranate.
Wait, what are you saying? Are you saying that there's no goo in a pomegranate?
No, the goo's in the red bits. The goo's in the seeds.
Pomegranate.
If you just pull a pomegranate apart and you don't cut into it.
It's dry in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Whoa.
Yeah,
give us a look at a dry pomegranate.
It's just a pomegranate.
Oh, yeah, you're totally right.
Yeah, see, I would cob a pomegranate.
I reckon you are correct.
It's a better way to have a pomegranate.
It is, and you don't have to get the knife
out. So I've just been cutting up the things when I cut into it and making it juicy. And I was thinking it was similar to a passion fruit.
It is not.
Mm. I wonder, you could put passion fruit on the cob.
Yeah.
Just like have a wet, sopping cob.
If the ears are protecting it.
Yeah.
And then
you'd have to bring back the ears. They'd have to bring back the ears you have to smash with a hammer to get open.
Yeah. Or you can just crack the end and just.
Mm.
Like a mango.
That is not. Right.
That's kind of right. Mango's got a cob. It was a big seed.
Yeah, and if you smush up a mango in
mango's nearly on the cob.
You smush the mango up in the mango?
I learned this from Joel's wife's dad.
What? So you wait.
You get a mango, full mango in its skin.
Yeah, on the cob.
On the cob. On the cob.
Encased in its shell.
In its ears.
In its ears, on the cob, yes.
What you're going to do is, while it's in its ears, just mush it around.
So bruise just the really shit out of the mango.
Bruise the shit out of the mango.
Okay.
Just till it's a mush, pretty much, but still encased in its
Sure. Does it ever burst?
If
it would burst
not
on
if
me.
You, if, not if you treat it right.
Okay, sure.
Then what you're going to do is burst it.
Oh, okay. With a straw?
With a straw. Like kind of like a Capri Sun. or like a little knife, and then you just.
I was joking. That sounds crazy.
Yeah, and then you.
Doesn't it taste like bruise?
No, it tastes like mango, because mango bruise and mango doesn't taste any different.
I feel like bruises take time to develop. Like, yeah, I feel like if you punched instantly. An apple and then ate it, it wouldn't taste like a bruised apple.
Okay.
It has to, like, oxidize or whatever.
Yeah, like a
human bruise.
Oh,
and there's
no
oxygen in there.
Yeah.
No, but then how. Ignore me.
I think there'd be some oxygen. I don't think it's.
It's
a vacuum. It's not a
Yeah, if you burst it too fast, your knife gets sucked in.
Mm.
Pomegranate is the perfect food to cob.
Yeah, I'd say so. I think I prefer passion fruit though, because it disgusts me. I don't think we need more food that disgusts me.
You specifically?
Yeah, just the general population. We're only eating nice foods.
No, that's not true. There are some foods that are gross. I got no time for zucchinis. Why are they so slimy?
Oh, slimy? Do you know when you pick them, they're covered in spines and you have to wash the spines off?
Yeah, I know, because we grow on our own vegetables. I'm living Cass's dream and it fucking sucks.
I often think about that, like having that, the dream of, a bunch of, like a big veggie garden, like a little personal food forest in there, getting some land. God, I want to get some land.
I got some land and it's fine.
Well, that's what I think too. I'm like, I don't really like being outside. And it's a lot of work.
No,
you're out there all the time.
I've said this before that my family is so into gardening and it skipped me. And every summer it is them all gardening together and me sitting in a deck chair.
Mm-hmm.
Like just sunbaking and playing on my phone.
I know.
It's so on point. Mm. My brother told me off the other day because we were picking some cucumbers. No, yes. We were picking some pickle and cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
And then I put my hand in the bush to grab a pickle and cucumber, and the bush attacked me with its tiny little thorns, and I got mad at it. And Ari was like, well, yeah, it doesn't want you to pick it.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Then
it's a defense mechanism.
Leave it be.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I want pickles. Also, we pickle in people now, and it rules.
You're not pickling people. You are pickling people.
We're pickling people.
Yeah, okay, good. It's not sort of.
You're not pickling. We're not pickling meat.
Yeah, it's not like that bank vault in Adelaide situation. Okay, good.
I want to delve more into that off the pod. I feel.
You know, Snowtown.
Oh, Snowtown, yeah.
I didn't know what Snowtown was about.
Barrels.
It wasn't in a bank vault? Here's what I think the story is.
Okay.
Two guys in Adelaide or somewhere around Adelaide,
South Australia,
murdered some people. I can't remember who they were or what their relation was or why.
Yeah.
But then they put them in a barrel and they tried to fill it with like hydrochloric acid or something that would dissolve the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
But they chose the wrong chemicals and they chose one that preserved the bodies by accident. And they left them in a bank vault, an abandoned bank vault. And then they found them fully preserved. Is that the story?
It might be.
What a mistake.
Yeah.
You'd be so embarrassed.
You're like, I used the preserving one.
No. I wasn't paying attention in science at all.
I guess it makes sense because it would have been before the internet. And you can't ask people at the chemical shops, like, hey, so does this one, like, dissolve bodies?
You'd be like, is this a preserving agent or an acid?
Yeah, that's probably a fair question. Like, well, no, because then.
What are you using it for?
You could be like, oh, I'm in that group that uses mice for experiments. I know them.
I supply chemicals to all over South Australia.
It's a university from out of town. I'm just passing.
Oh, which
through.
Town?
Melbourne, Victoria.
Oh, Melbourne University?
Yes.
Oh, great. I've got some people who work there. My chemist, I supply them with all their chemical needs. What are you doing?
I'm doing mice experiments where you dissolve the mouse tails and then you test the liquid.
Yuck. And you don't know, but you don't know what liquid you're testing?
It's my first day.
Yeah, if you started crying and say it was your first day, you might be able to get some of the right acids. Mm.
That's crazy you're buying a people amount when you're only using mice.
we got a lot of mice. Worth amount of mice.
Mm. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Zoe B.
Zoe B, being hot is hard. I didn't mean to start singing this, but I did.
Listen to my podcast.
New episodes weekly, Tuesdays, right here on the Sans Pants Network, wherever you get your pods.
Yeah, they'll be there.
It's exciting episodes coming up. I just realized we don't know when we're releasing this one, so it's going to be hard to plug.
That's all right. Episodes. Just the podcast exists, and please listen to it.
Yeah.
Actually, every episode's timeless.
That's true. Give us the little log line for it.
Being hot is hard, where I'm hot and Cass is hard.
Is that the line?
Yeah. Do you want a sneak preview for the episodes?
Yeah.
Go.
Welcome to this week's episode of Being Hot is Hard. I'm Zoe B and I'm hot.
And I'm Cass and I'm hard.
That's fun.
Yeah,
it is fun.
That's a fun bit. We should get something like that going. But not that.
No. Welcome to Shut Up a Second. I'm Cass and I'm shutting up.
And I'm Hayden and I'm a second.
And then I don't speak for the rest because it's my turn to shut up.
And then we speak. And we do that thing I said it before. We just do like a 10-second pod. Wrap it up quick.
Oh,
that's what the fans want. They've been begging for it.
Please fucking shut up. Please.
The show promised silence and delivered nothing.
Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.